Welcome. John and I, we get to do this one last thing, and then there's pretty much nothing we can do one way or the other. People keep asking us if the morning is stressful, and of course not. The die is cast at this point. We get what we think is a great program, and we welcome you. This is, as you look around the room, you can probably tell, pretty packed. Ellie tells us it is one of the biggest fasts yet. If you have any friends that are still on the edge of deciding whether or not to show up this morning or tomorrow, tell them to get over here. Sounds like we just need a few people to break the 2008 record for registration. So go to town, get them, do your recruiting. We've got a packed two-day program. There are sort of two changes from what we've been doing with FAST for the last few years. As you see it roll out, if you have comments on either one of them, let us know. The first of them is that it's a two-day program instead of 2.5 days, but that is not a reflection of reduction of number of papers. What we did was not do keynotes, and we packed everything into 2 days instead of having that last half day where we've noticed a lot of drop-off in attendance for the talks, and we wanted to see what it would look like if we did it as a two-day thing. So we'll be interested to see what people think of that. Like most years, we have 20 papers, and we think they're very good. We have WIPs, like most years, and BOFs, and we're hoping for lots of interaction. The second thing that we have, though, this year that is new to FAST is poster sessions. So traditionally, in the evenings, we've had receptions, and what we've done is combine the receptions with poster sessions where every one of the papers that are presented in a particular day and on the day when the WIPs are presented will also have posters in the poster session, so you'll be able to find the people that gave the talk and follow up with them on the work that they're doing. And in addition, on the day that doesn't have the WIPs, we have a bunch of additional posters. I think it's 22 additional posters. There it is right there on the slide. So that brings a bunch more of people sharing what they're doing in a form that makes it easy to find them and find out what they're working on. We're hoping that this greatly increases the amount of interaction beyond just what we normally get out of the hallway track, right? That is 5:45 to 7:45 each of the two evenings. So we're hoping and expecting everybody's gonna participate actively in that.
So the two of us get to stand up here and introduce this program, but it would not have happened without an enormous amount of work by some extremely hardworking people. So first of all, the program committee, thank you to all of those people who took part. We had a spectacularly responsive, effective, and I think conscientious program committee. They did a huge amount of work, 365 reviews, and something like 160,000 words of actual review text, not counting all the bullet headers and stuff like that. This is a huge contribution to our community, and we need to thank them for that. Also, the tutorials that took place yesterday were amazingly well attended. Lots of people seemed to think they were a good thing. David Pease put that together. We didn't actually have anything to do with it. He just took over and ran with it, so thank you for that. And then finally, there's a group called the Steering Committee, which is the people who lurk behind the scenes that you don't normally see. You'll find them in the corridors here, but they're the people that actually helped make FAST happen in the first place and are continuing to make sure it stays on a good course. So thanks to them for advice and consistent support for what's taking place. Also behind the scenes is a boatload of people that you tend not to see very much of until you actually show up at a USENIX conference, by which time a huge amount of work has taken place. So the USENIX staff are a delight and a pleasure to work with, and one of the reasons I keep on wanting to work on USENIX conferences is that I don't have to do a whole bunch of stuff that they do for us. The fact that things just work, you should take as an amazing an accomplishment, and it's because of people like those behind the scenes that it's possible for us to just show up here and concentrate on the technical content that we're going to discuss today and tomorrow. So thanks to all of them. And also thank you to people who make this stuff possible financially. I work for a company, it's easy to say, yeah, we can just give them a bit of money. It actually is much more difficult than that these days to get funding for something like this the current economic climate is not ideal for donating resources that could go to people, for example, keeping other people in employment. So this is actually quite a sacrifice from these people who think it's important and worthwhile to make conferences like this happen and have a chance, in particular, to have industry and academia meet and collaborate and have a chance to talk to one another. That's one of the nice things about FAST, is it's done a very good job, I think, of bridging that gap. It's not drifted either into pure industry biased things or pure academically biased things. And it partly thanks to the collaboration and support, financial support, significant financial support from these sponsors. So thank you to them. In fact, there's sufficiently many. We have 2 pages worth of financial support from people. All gifts, large and small, are welcome, but especially large ones.
Okay, so one of the things that USENIX asked us to do is to make sure you know some of the other USENIX conferences that are coming up. Many of you may know that around the same time as we started FAST, another conference sprung up in the systems community, NSDI. And it tends to follow the same basic cycle that we follow. That conference happens on March 30th in Boston for this year. HotOS, which is an every other year workshop for sort of discussing wild ideas in operating systems and distributed systems, happens May 8th in Napa, California. They always pick a place that has a reason for wanting to be there beyond just the event itself. I imagine people can find something to do in Napa. In addition to the conversations. This year is one of those exciting years where USENIX has a federated conference where a whole bunch of events happen at the same, basically at the same time, including the annual technical conference for USENIX, and very relevant to everyone in this room, the Hot Storage Workshop, which grew out of the same community that we are with respect to FAST, now the same steering committee. Submissions for that are in just a few weeks on March 9th, so consider this a little plug for taking the great idea that came to you while you were walking around the hallways here and putting it together into a hot storage submission and sending it off. And there are a number of other workshops as a part of that as well. There's a hot cloud and a workshop on IO virtualization. All those things are very relevant to us as a community. And then one more, there is a conference on Provenance, TAP, that happens in Greece in June. That's another one to pay attention to. Okay, so now one of those fun things that we get to do, and it's announcing the Best Paper Awards. We actually had a tough time picking them because there were so many papers that people liked. We had a lot of papers nominated, but after we went through the process of getting people to look at them all and decide which ones they thought elevated to the top, it was pretty clear that there were a couple of papers that people thought stood out from the crowd, even amongst a strong crowd. And what we'd like to do is to recognize each one of them and have the authors come on up. So the first one is a study of practical deduplication. By Dutch Meyer and Bill Belosky, and you won't have to wait long to find out what this is about, as this is the first talk you'll be hearing this morning. I guess I don't get a handshake.
Take the money and run.
Yeah. In addition to a beautiful certificate, there is a monetary award that goes with it, which means that they're buying beer tonight. That's not me. Okay, so the second one is the second of the Best Paper Awards. This is a tradition to have two at FAST. The second Best Paper Award goes to Emulating Goliath Storage Systems with David. This is by Nitin Agrawal, Leo Arulraj, Andrea Arpachi Dusso, and Remzi Arpachi Dusso. Great job. This one you'll have to wait a little bit longer. You'll have to be here tomorrow to hear them tell you what this one's all about. Don't run away.
So something like this, there's always a couple of extra things we forgot to write down in the slides before we showed up. So here they are. The basic logistics, the obvious kind of things. If you're a speaker, please come and introduce yourself, first of all, to your session chair so they are not panic-stricken. Secondly, to the AV guys, because they're very helpful. They will actually get you mic'd up and connect your laptop, and we recommend that you actually come up and try and make sure your slides are looking good on the screen at the end of the previous session, so you don't have to do it panic-stricken in front of 400 people live with them going tick, tick, tick. When we have question and answers, there are microphones in the middle of the room. Please come use them, because otherwise people won't be able to hear you. The obvious kind of thing. We're doing an experiment this year with a Wi-Fi just because of the way the network is set up here. We're actually having to throttle some stuff. So there's a public Wi-Fi and a private one. The decks are stacked towards the use of the private one, so there is more bandwidth available for the private one than for the public one. You'll find information in the brochure about the conference, about the magic WPA password. If you have issues with getting access to what you need to do, please come and talk to the USENIX staff. But at the same time, there are 400 people in this room, and there's only a limited amount of bandwidth. We ask that you try not to stream those YouTube videos that otherwise you would be passing the time with. Focus on the talks, or maybe even just keep quiet and imagine what it would be like at a nice beach. But try not to use the bandwidth unnecessarily. Do use it. It's a tool. It's here for us. But let's try and make sure we can share it well. And finally, as just repetition for those people at the back, there is seats at the front. Come use them, please. And please make sure after the breaks you come back and sort of see what we can do for coalescing as many people in. There probably will be yet more people showing up. I'm sure there are some folk who haven't yet appeared. They tend to arrive later in the day sometimes. And I'm sure if you do have any questions, then any member of the program committee or the USENIX staff will be able to help you out. Just come and ask us. We'll see what we can do to help. And finally, it's a pleasure to announce that we're going to be having another of these next year. Nine were not enough. We're going to go for 10. And Bill Belosky and Jason Flynn are going to be the program chairs and take on setting this thing up.